Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have some people that want to talk to us about new segment on the show, What Made Kennedy Cry This Morning.
Has turned into.
ChatGPT, surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
Kennedy was feeling sad before we got here this morning, and so she turned to ChatGPT to express her feelings. And wow, I was not expecting the response that you got from ChatGPT.
It was good. It was perfect.
It was kind and considerate and warm and engaging.
And understanding. And the ChatGPT doesn't tell you what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
It says just it's okay. It's a lot like talking to a therapist.
Were you typing this in or were you talking to him?
Oh, I don't think I have talking. Do I have a microphone in there? That's a desktop computer. Do they have those things?
Well, I don't know where... I'm just talking about ChatGPT
in
general.
No, I was just typing.
I follow a guy on YouTube, and he talks to his ChatGPT.
Probably
he doesn't
on the app,
type it.
I could.
And I think he uses his phone, and it's a woman that is his voice. I don't know if you can change him or not.
I don't know.
But he has conversations. It's unbelievable. Now, it's a little bit difficult, and you really have to pause and wait. You can't interrupt because it causes issues.
Correct.
But if you pause, it's very, I almost said she is very considerate.
It can be whatever you want it to be. It doesn't have to be gendered. Whatever makes you feel better is fine.
My friend says it creeps him out, though, at the responses.
Why?
It just creeps him out.
It's
creepy.
Because it's so human, it was made by humans.
Yeah, but it's not. And that's the creepy part.
Well, let's just be glad that it understands empathy.
All right, let's see. Elizabeth is from Uxbridge. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
What did you use ChatGPT for?
So I used ChatGPT to make a little rhyming poem for a care package that I was sending my son who had left for college, and I needed to give ChatGPT the context for it. And once I told it that my son was leaving for college and I said I was sad about it, it started to literally just have a therapy session with me, and it knew all the right things to say. It was pretty amazing. And it also created a really cute poem and gave me all kinds of different ideas for themed care packages to send him. But the therapy session was awesome because at that point I was feeling very alone. The person who I usually talk to about things was away on vacation. So it subbed in for that person and it was pretty amazing.
I love it. I love it.
It's wild.
I'm glad it helped you.
It's wild. Mm-hmm. Christine is from Haverhill. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. So I had ChatGPT help write my dad's obituary and also the eulogy. And in there I had asked it to help me write something about how he is now with our dog who we had lost in February. And I was not prepared for the response.
Right? I was not either. How do you know my soul?
And when I heard you this morning, I just broke down in tears. And I just, thank you for speaking and letting us know that it's okay.
It is okay, babe. You cry if you need to.
I miss both of them so much every day. And thank you.
You're welcome. I'm giving you a big hug right now.
Thank you very much.
All right, babe.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I don't want to make people cry in the morning. I'll feel bad now.
ChatGPT.
You made all of Boston cry when you started crying. Yeah.
ChatGPT cannot give a hug, though. Remember that. Not yet, anyway.
Well, who wants to give me a hug?
I'll give you a hug.
Okay. I'll take it. Thank you.
I love you.
I love you. Thank you, buddy. Somebody make me laugh.
We have somebody who wants to remain anonymous, and apparently there's a fight that happened and ChatGPT got involved. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What happened?
So my fiance and I, we don't fight much at all. We get along very well. But there's this one day where we weren't seeing eye to eye on something, and it erupted into, like, one of those end-all or be-all kind of fights, and we just weren't hearing each other, and I just felt invalidated, and it seemed it was more important for him to get his point across than it was to hear me and listen to what I was saying. So I took to ChatGPT, and our fight was, like, believe it or not, over text. So I took to ChatGPT, and, you know, I said, this is the situation, this is what's going on, and I need help how to say this in a way that he'll hear me, and maybe it's me also letting my defenses down so I can hear him.
Look at how grown up you are.
And did it work?
It did. It, like, put my feelings into words, and it even said, you know, do you want it to sound less defensive? Like, how do you want it to sound? And I said, yeah, I want to let my defenses down as well. And I cried when I read what it said, because ChatGPT validated me.
Sometimes that's all you need is just to be heard, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it, in a way, I don't want to say it saved our relationship, but kind of it did. It could have ended. And it didn't.
We love a happy ending.
As someone who does not use ChatGPT ever, these calls really? Are wild. They're blowing my mind.
I use it every day.
I never use it.
Yeah, I use it every day for different things. I was doing something with my wife at work, and I was like, oh, let me type that into ChatGPT, and says, what's a way to attack that problem?
Mm-hmm.
And it just said, oh, we'll try this, 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 and this. And we went, wow, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's just, the responses are incredible.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
Got to Google ChatGPT and figure out how to get out of this conversation with a joke.
Thank you, Dan. I really wish you would.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.